This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive.
Following sold-out houses and rave reviews on London's West End and in the USA, Australia's hottest tap dance sensation, the Tap Pack is back. They take their high octane tap comedy show around Australia from April this year with seasons in Melbourne, Canberra, Brisbane and Sydney. And Jordan Pollard is one of Tap Pack's creators and joins me in the studio. Jordan, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you very much for having me.
I was expecting sparks to be flying as you walked into the studio and
yes,
started tapping.
I didn't pack the confetti, but no. It's in the car. Yeah. Now,
tell us about the Tap Pack.
Basically the Tap Pack is like Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., that Vegas Rat Pack style of show, mixed with a good healthy dose of like Aussie larrikinism and, of course, tap dance. So we've got songs, we've got jokes, we've got dance, we've got a little bit of everything.
What now, prior to COVID, your shows were selling out. What impact did COVID have on you, and have you bounced back or tapped back?
Yes. We're tapped back. We're tapping back in. It was tough. Like everyone had to deal with it, especially like live theatre. We were actually in America doing our first American tour. We started in Florida, New York, Chicago. We were actually down in Texas on like 8 weeks out of the 12 weeks of tour. And then, we got the call that, you know, all the theatres went dark, so we had to kind of fly home and then isolate and stuff. But we're back in a big way, and so is theatre and the arts, so it's just great. Everyone's snapping up tickets, so really, really happy to be in the theatre with, you know, people and performing live. It's truly something else.
I've noticed, I feel like there's more energy in the audiences now. I feel like, you know, we've had our break from it and we've been craving it. Last year, we sort of tentatively started to come back, and this year it's like, you know what, nah, we are back full time. Do you feel the same?
That's it. Yeah, all bets are off because all masks are off. You know, it was a bit of a reality check. Like, when would we do this again? Would we be able to? Everyone, like, you know, other people got, you know, COVID pivots. They took other jobs and stuff. But we're lucky that the show is kind of held up. It's selling really well, and it's just a bunch of fun to do. So, yeah, if you call that work, then I'll take it.
We're chatting with Jordan Pollard, creator of Tap Pack, about their Australian tour with seasons in Melbourne, Canberra, Brisbane and Sydney. Jordan, you sing, you dance, you joke. How do you do it all at once?
One man band. I've been dancing since I was tiny, since I was 5 years old. Mum was a dance teacher. And then when we were creating the show, we really wanted to, you know, put the songs that everyone loved. And our strengths were we were tap dancers growing up. And then also we're a couple of idiots as well. So we really wanted to put the jokes in. So the show really is, you know, all the songs you know and love from, like, you know, Frank Sinatra all the way down to Bruno Mars. And then we've got a live band as well in Melbourne, which is really exciting. And we throw some rhythms to that, tap dancing, and we explore that. So, yeah, just a good night out.
Now, you must be pretty fit to be able to tap dance on stage. Do you have to do a fitness routine outside of the training for the tap dance, or is the rehearsals and preparation sufficient?
First of all, not as fit as you. You look amazing. we all teach, I think, tap in our spare time. Well, you know, we teach that as another way to keep at it. It's different. It's kind of like we have to like last the 80-minute show, which is kind of, very cardio based, but also it's short and sharp. So 1 minute, it's kind of like a sprint. You're tapping really fast. And then another one, you know, you do like a 3-minute routine, which you kind of have to like pace yourself. So yeah, it's a very weird style of fitness, I guess. But yeah, we make it work.
It's just on tapping. Is it something that anyone can learn?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. Well, we've always said, like, exploring this show, we asked ourselves the questions, why are we doing this? Like, tap is great for us, but why would everyone kind of respond well to it? And we found around the world that a lot of people, everyone has rhythm. You know, they stamp their foot along to a song they love, or they clap time to the thing, or they sing along, or everyone dance. And the many styles that can be called dance, everyone does it. So everyone has it within them, and I think it's really, like, primal and really amazing. So, you know, from, like, China to Germany to the USA, everyone's had rhythm. So they've really, I guess tap is kind of a niche art form, but it's more it's spread more widely than we think, especially like everyone, you know, maybe come to the show not knowing what to expect. They leave afterwards, they go, ah, that was kind of cool. And I think it's because everyone's got the, you know, the little rhythm inside
their feet
them.
Feet are tapping.
Yeah.
Do you find, so you teach tap as well.
Yeah.
When you have new students come and they say, you know what, I want to learn it, I want to try it, how do they feel once they've had their first class?
Yeah, it's, like I said, you know, there's definitely things, you got to get the muscles working in the right way to create the right beats. You know, it can be very specific. But what I try and do is, you know, throw steps or combinations at them. And most of all, just try and have fun. Like, you're there to make noise. And, you know, explore rhythms and have fun and get creative and stuff. So that's what I try and focus on, is finding the bit of the joy in it.
And how are you finding the Melbourne show so far? Well, you start the 28th, don't you?
Yeah, we start on the 28th. So we've got 5 shows across that weekend. So no doubt I'll be, having an ice bath after that weekend.
And you're at the Comedy Theatre, which is good. Theater, good venue.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, amazing venue. And you know, we've done regional tours before, theatres all around the country, which is great. But the Comedy Theatre is just an amazing venue. So, you know, so great we're there, right in the middle of the city. And, it's got a great response so far. Tickets are going, which we're really thankful for.
And of course, if you do want to get tickets, you can head to Ticketek. For those following Melbourne, you're heading off to Canberra, Brisbane, Sydney.
That's it.
Around the country.
That's it. Come catch us.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us on Joy Drive.
Thank you for having and have a good evening.
That's Jordan Pollard from Tap Pack. Don't forget, they are at the Comedy Theatre from 28th to the 30th of April. You can book at ticketek.com.au.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Joy Drive with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.